propaganda prop that's bugged me since I heard it. It's also a big F you to me and you. The Bill and Melinda Gates mission statement, which they blast us with every chance they can get across the public airwaves, is that they are dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live productive lives, unquote. Now, that is a convoluted way to say nothing at all, or rather, to admit that they are in fact dedicated to an idea, not flesh and blood humans being self-determinative and big. So it's a twice removed slap, I guess just for a laugh, at our expense. And I also have an anti-austerity shout out. And I think we should start saying anti-privatization instead of anti-austerity, because there's more earth in it, more truth. We are asserting our common ownership of the earth. And as soon as we make our own bodies part of that goal, as soon as we include our bodies in that goal consciously, we'll be on our way home to freedom. And so I want to give a anti-privatization shout out to the 1 million plus Portuguese who took to the streets this week, 500,000 alone just in Lisbon. So thank you, brothers and sisters in Portugal. And I know that this is happening everywhere, all over the globe today in these times. And media analysis. I want to encourage everybody to pick up this week's February 28 to March 6, 2013 edition of the Epic Times. Both of these articles, this one called Breaking a Vase to Hit a Rat. This is the article on China. And there's another one on China-North Korea relations. And both of these articles have interesting illustrations of how power uses ideology to control the people. In the case of this one by Hang He, Breaking a Vase to Hit a Rat, I'll just read a quick paragraph. Quote, since the Chinese Communist Party denies both the mandate of heaven and the mandate of the voters, it needs substitutes, what I call, these are the ideologies of control. Mao used the quote-unquote continuing revolution until his death and the end of the Cultural Revolution. Deng Xiaoping used economic development. Jiang Zemin used nationalism, unquote. And in the article on China-North Korea relations, he's saying that the rulers of North Korea are using that old standby nationalism and war. That's tried and true over time during class. If folks want to be free, tell them there's an external threat. Other peoples who want your stuff in order to misdirect and control us.